This week, the number of U.S. military deaths in Iraq rose to more than 1,500. Another 11,000 U.S. service people have been injured there, many of them very severely. To better protect U.S. military posted in Iraq, the Pentagon has hired some non-traditional vendors to help refit vehicles and other personnel carriers. Since 1946, American Metal Fabricators in Prince Frederick, Maryland, has been making stainless steel salad bars and rotisserie chicken display cases. And for the past year, the company has also made armored windshield frames for Humvees. Philip Poole is president of American Metal Fabricators and joins us from his office in Maryland. Thanks for coming on the show, Mr. Poole.
Thank you for inviting me.
Since Humvees already have windshields, what exactly is it that your company's making?
The windshields that come on them are only about a half inch thick, and they're not bulletproof. And the new windshields that we're providing for them are either an inch and a half thick to 2 1/4 inches thick. Our part is the steel retaining device. They wanted to hold a piece of 170-pound piece of glass into a vehicle going 80 miles an hour.
Did you approach the Pentagon to do this work, or the other way around? Did they approach you?
No, we're just a subcontractor for it. A friend of mine that owns a glass company in Virginia, we've been buying $20,000 or $30,000 worth of glass a month from them for the last 30 years. They contacted me and asked me if I could invent a way to hold it onto the Hummer.
It is sort of, well, you forgive the pun, delicious. I mean, you've got a new assignment now, and one of them had been to, as you said, make conditions sanitary, and now it's to make people safe as well.
It gets boring working on the same thing over and over, building salad bars for 20, 30 years. And it's always fun to find something that's a little bit different and challenging. And, you know, it really does make everybody here at the plant proud to work on something that's helping protect the troops.
Do you have any kind of personal connection to the work that you're doing?
My girlfriend that I've been going with for 30 years, son, Michael Fry, is a Marine. And he was shipped out last summer to Iraq, and they have Hummers in their division, so they opened the crate and found the windshield frames and put them in the Hummers, installed them on the way over in the ship just to have something to do. When he looked in there, he said, "This is pretty cool now. These things are made by the plant that my mother works in."
Has anybody written you to say that these fabricated pieces have saved their lives?
Yes, we have gotten letters about Marines that have ridden in them before and after they put the windshields in them and appreciate the difference in the safety that they have in them when they have the new windshields installed. And the company over in Virginia that crates them up, them guys over there started throwing bags of M&Ms and different cookies and things in the box just to give the troops a treat. That was one of the things that they mentioned in the letter, that they enjoyed opening the crates and getting their treat out of it.
Well, it certainly has to have changed the atmosphere at your company, and we really appreciate you talking to us.
Yes, and it's been a pleasure talking to you.
Philip Poole is the president of American Metal Fabricators in Prince Frederick, Maryland.